our leaders.
I think so.
Good morning, good people.
Good morning, person.
You did great, kids. Thank you.
I have a few announcements before we do morning prayer. At the 10:15 break before Mass, I need to have all of the lectors, the Eucharistic ministers, and the ushers come meet behind the left big screen for a briefing. So when we take the break, all of those who have signed up to be lectors, Eucharistic ministers, and ushers, please meet behind, I guess that's my left, the left big screen, but that's your left, so the left big screen. Okay. And we found a test kit for diabetes, sugar. Okay, I'll bring it to the young man, and we'll turn it over to Father.
All right, fine. Good.
No, it's fine. You, I only need to open it, so close. You're fine. Relax.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Saturday morning. All right, let's go. Please rise. God, come to my assistance. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Thank you.
us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins, and its brightness illumine our hearts.
Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations.
Acclaim him, all you peoples.
Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possess our hearts forever.
Praise the Lord, all you nations.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. And my God is the joy of my soul, for he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in the mantle of justice, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. The Lord has chosen her, his loved one, from the beginning. He has taken her to live with him.
His loved one from the beginning. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord has chosen her, his loved one from the beginning.
Holy and sinless Virgin Mary, how shall I find words to praise you? For through you we have received our Redeemer, Jesus Christ the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel.
He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This is the oath he swore to our father Abraham,
to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
Let us glorify our Savior, who chose the Virgin Mary for his mother. Let us ask him,
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Son of justice, the Immaculate Virgin was the white dawn announcing your rising.
Grant that we may always live in the light of your coming.
Eternal Word, you chose Mary as the uncorrupted ark of your dwelling place.
Free us from the corruption of sin.
Savior of humankind, your mother stood at the foot of the cross.
Grant us further intercession that we may rejoice to share in your passion.
With ultimate generosity and love, you gave Mary as a mother to your beloved disciple.
Help us to live as worthy sons and daughters of so noble a mother.
O God, the Virgin Mary accepted the call to be the mother of Jesus.
May the love of our own Franciscan vocation bring forth a new birth of justice and holiness in the world.
For whom and what else shall we pray?
Intercede for us, Lord.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord. May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord. May your mother intercede for us, Lord. May your mother intercede for us, Lord. May your mother intercede for us, Lord. May your mother intercede for us, Lord. May your mother intercede for us, Lord. May your mother intercede for us, Lord. Lord. May all that we say and do be a source of inspiration and evangelization to our sisters and brothers. We pray.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, we pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O powerful God, we rejoice in the protection of the Holy Virgin Mary. May her prayers help to free us from all evils here on earth and lead us to eternal joy in heaven. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and rules with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Now sit down. Not a criticism or a chiding. It's a situation that all of us are fall prey to. We are very fast people. We have to read fast. We have to think fast. We have to speak fast. Please, and I'll raise your consciousness again to the factor. When we pray, if you notice the Psalms, and I'm just going to look out on page 13, the Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and made up my mind to obey your decrees. Each line, and I can say without, because I've watched closely, each line has an idea, has a thought, has a source of inspiration, has a source of teaching, has a source of help for us on the journey. So whether you pray privately, alone, or in your fraternity, or certainly here together, we need to slow it down, decompress, and enjoy what the Lord is sharing with us, the call that we receive, and the comfort that is offered through his generosity. So please, you know, just be mindful. I know it's hard. I know it is. It's interesting because in the friars, I live with 10 other friars, and a lot of us are out doing their conferences, their presentations. I'm here. There are people doing vocation visits. In Rio, one of our friars. So we'll come back. It's going to take us 2 weeks to get back in shape to be able to pray together because we're going to be so keyed up. So I know it's hard to do so quickly, but please, I'll remind you before each prayer session.
Just a couple of reminders. For all of you who are commuters and are getting here today for the first time, welcome. And registration, I see many of you have stopped by the registration desk. Also a reminder that you should pick up a name of a person that is attending this conference this weekend to pray for. They're in the basket by the registration desk. So if you did not pick up a name, please make sure you do that. We ask that you pray for that person throughout this weekend. Also, a reminder that on the table in the far left-hand corner, between the two banners there, are three sign-up books. and they contain sign-up sheets for adoration, Eucharistic adoration, which will be 24 hours from after this morning's Mass until tomorrow morning's Mass. There's also a sign-up sheet for a banner procession to be held tomorrow, Sunday. We're asking for one person from the fraternity to sign up for that. And also there's a book to sign up to be readers or Eucharistic ministers for Mass, as well as antiphonarians and readers during the Liturgy of the Hours. And we also are asking for three ushers for each of the Masses. So there's plenty for you to serve your brothers and sisters this weekend. So please take the opportunity to stop by and sign in for any of those that the Lord calls you to do. And I'd like to take a moment and welcome a special guest, and I don't want to embarrass him, but Father Gerardo, if you would stand up. This is Father Gerardo, who is from Honduras, and he's a guest of one of our members and her husband, who came from Wilmington. And Father Gerardo is here studying English for 5 months, and he and I had breakfast together this morning, and he was sharing with me how the first month was basically English, but then as the pastor in the parish that he's at recognized his skills, he's been drawing him in more and more into the Hispanic community and ministering in various ways. So we welcome Father Gerardo with us, and if you have a chance to meet him, say hello to him during the course of the weekend, please do so. Thank you. And now I'd like to welcome our brother Tom Bello back to the podium for the second call.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus then said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. I talked to several people who said that they had not slept very well last night. Who did not sleep well last night? Wow. I'm sorry about that. I was talking to this wonderful lady last night, I won't embarrass her, who said that every Wednesday and Friday she fasted on bread and water alone. Thank you for fasting from sleep for the sake of the region. It's a beautiful, beautiful and holy witness. Okay, I'm moved. Okay, having driven 8 hours yesterday on the highways of Virginia and North Carolina, let me tell you, I slept like a puppy. Okay, like a puppy. As far as I can read in the scriptures, and we have more scripture scholars here than I am, this is the only test that I can find of leadership in our Lord's order. And if it's good enough for the Lord, then it's good enough for me. Now, I'm not just speaking to make you feel guilty, okay, to be nominated or to accept nomination for the Regional Executive Council. We already have for every position except for minister more than one person, so that there's a choice. We saw last night in the reading to finish up the 12th place, they didn't have 20 people, they just had two, and you could choose either of those. And so if we have other nominations, that's great. But everybody in this room is called to servant leadership. We don't have a secular Franciscan order without your leadership. Now, last night I had the great pleasure to visit, I'm sitting right beside her in the spiritual assistance, with the first person that I ever met as a secular Franciscan who had worked on the international order. She served as international counselor. Laura, are you here? Laura Hawkins? Yeah. You know, you were the first, okay, that I ever saw at the international level, my first contact with that fourth level of fraternity. I'm delighted to see, although I think she's a bandit from another region, the first person who really on a national level got EUFRA off the ground. I mean, and her spirit continue hovers over all of our deliberations, at least for me. When we talk about World Youth Day, I already think of her. So you have right here leadership at the national level. Kathy Terramino, you know. And we're deciding, of course, our regional leadership. And if the current Regional Executive Council, if all of you would stand up, all the current Regional Executive Council, those of you who have served so brilliantly this past 3 years, they really deserve a hand of applause. It was a great, great council. The next council is blessed that they can follow in your footsteps. And if you have ever been elected or asked to serve on a local fraternity council, that means if for example, JPIC or youth is an appointed position, if you served as a commission chair, and when we had the commissions, if you ever served either an elected or an appointed position on a local fraternity council, would you stand up, please? Wow. Okay, thank you. Now, what is our Lord looking for in choosing his future leader? I think it's pretty simple, but pretty all-encompassing. The first test, of course, is that great Shema. The greatest commandment, do you love me? We need leaders who love God with their whole heart, with their whole mind, with their whole soul, with their whole strength, That's the first test. Now, we know why Jesus challenges Peter three times. Because I would argue that you do not have to be a saint to be a leader in the secular Franciscan order. None of us started this human journey, I'm sorry to say, as saints. We inherited a fallen nature, and we were born into a fallen world. Now, that's not where we're supposed to end up. And at your baptism, at the reception of all the sacraments, we're on the road to salvation. We're called to lead others to salvation. But raise your hand, please, if you are perfect, if you've made it. Yeah, exactly. Oh, there's one. Thank you. There's only one. Would you please stand up? I've always... Right there. Congratulations. Wow. I always love when the fundamentalists come up and say, have you been saved? Well, I'm working on it. Not there yet. And the same with Peter. We don't need to recount the entire story of Peter, but gosh, he was anything but a rock, except when he was on the water. I mean, he sank like a rock, okay? But he did pass that test after denying three times that he even knew the Lord, that he had ever been with the Lord. Now, all of us, when we sin, certainly when we sin mightily, have that denial, and I've done that many times. It's not necessary for leadership that you be a saint yet, but you should be in love with the Lord. And then after that all-important test, I would argue that there's two other tests. And we know what they are. It was in our gospel several weeks ago. The only thing that the Lord asks of Peter is for the tending and the caring of the flock. Now, to me, in servant leadership, that means the tend and the caring of the fraternity. It is absolutely impossible to tend and to care for your fraternity without that second great command, to love your neighbor as yourself. That tending and caring must come with love. I work on food distribution at my local St. Anthony of Padua Parish in Falls Church, Virginia. And we have a wonderful man named Ubaldo, who is my boss. Ubaldo's from Mexico and has a wonderful, loving heart. And he always quotes St. Vincent de Paul, who said, They will forgive you the bread you give them. They will forgive you the bread you give them only if you give it with love. Now, those of you who do outreach, remember that. You're not doing them a favor. And whatever you're doing, it must be done with love. And so we need leaders who will tend and care for the flock, not for self-aggrandizement, not because it's an ego trip, but out of love. And of course, it's absolutely impossible, according to our Lord, to love your neighbor if you don't love God on the one hand, and love your neighbor as yourself if you don't love yourself on the other hand. It's your fraternity that you're working with. You're a member of that fraternity. I mean, it's God's order, and it's God's fraternity at every level, but You are the hands of God, the eyes of God, and so you need that love in a good sense of yourself, that self-respect, that people are going to look to you as a model. So I challenge all of us. I certainly challenge myself because I fail. Every time I go to confession, I confess my failure of loving God with my whole heart, with my whole mind, my failure to love my neighbor as myself. Almost always I'm loving myself more than my neighbor. And then my self-abuse, eating too much, blah, blah, blah. Those failures of love are constantly before me. That's why we need that daily ongoing conversion. But we're looking for leaders at the local level, at the regional level, at the national level, at the international level, who can meet the test that the Lord asks. Now, we're only going to do that with and only with the grace of God, of course. That's why we need the prayer. It's so beautiful what Father Linus said about praying every line. We can only love God with our whole heart, with our whole mind, if we ask for the grace to do so. We can only love our neighbor as ourselves if we ask for the grace to do so. We can only love ourselves properly and with due respect if we ask for that grace. Again, if we can, on page 6, if you'll say that prayer together with me. Or did I miss the page again? Is it still 6? Oh, great. Okay. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Together. Oh, my dear God, we pray for the guidance of your most Holy Spirit as we review in our minds the personal attributes required by the various council positions. Illumine for us our own strengths and those of our fellow members, that you may inspire us to recognize who it is you desire to serve your fraternity. Dear Francis, we also ask for your guidance as we seek a new council. Lead us to those who will help us to grow in your virtues, humble, polite, peacemakers, and ardent lovers of our crucified Lord. Help each of us discover what is ours to do. Not our will, Lord, but thy will be done. Amen. This is my second call for our officers. Again, Jerry has agreed to come forward as minister. Are there any other nominations for the office of minister of the Brothers and Sisters of St. Francis Regent? Any other nominations? For vice minister, we had 2 nominations last night, and I didn't mention Charles. Please forgive me, Charles. Charles has agreed to come forward for vice minister, and then we had Paula and Dorothy Ann last night. Are there any other nominations for the office of vice minister? Now, again, as I review these in your minds, those of you who are voters, and I hope you know who you are, and I would ask all of you who are not voters to be praying that the Holy Spirit will guide us. We have a choice at almost every position. That those of you who, even if you don't know these people, will be praying that the Holy Spirit will guide the voters. I'm not a voter, obviously, but we'll guide the voters to discern who the Lord is choosing. And you've got 3 there. For the office of secretary, we have 2. Christine and Nora, are there any other nominations for the office of secretary? Any other nominations? And I think the only other position where we only have 1 person, and Greg, thank you for coming forward, and honestly, this is not a plug for him, but thank you, Greg, for your great service the past 3 years. As treasurer. Any other nominations for the office of treasurer? Bless you. And then at all of these positions, we have at least 2, although if some of these people are elected higher up or earlier, not necessarily higher, but earlier, then the numbers may delete. For Area 1 counselor, I have Barbara and Lanny. Are there any other nominees for Area 1 counselor? I'm sorry? Okay, is Julie Lorenz here? Julie, will you accept this nomination? Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. And thank you, sir, for the nomination. Yes, ma'am. Okay, is Helene Ward here? Helene? Helene, will you accept the nomination? God bless you. Thank you. I'm sorry, Helene? The default response is yes, okay? Don't think about it too much, okay? The default is yes. It's like when you take those tests, you remember, you know, first guess is always best guess, and so the default, yes, okay? If you think about it a lot, no. Area 2 counselor, any other nominees? Okay, that's great. Thank you, Julie, and thank you, Helene. And the nominators, thank you. Again, as Linus said last night, and all of you trying to get new life in your fraternities and to get leadership in your fraternities, personal invitation, one-on-one, talk to these people. And I'm sure Jesus spent a lot of time with Peter, a lot, okay? Area 2 counselor, I have 3 nominations. I've got Carol, I've got Charles, and I've got Dorothy Ann. Are there any other nominees for Area 2 counselor? Morning, Jenny. How are you? Who? Okay, Mary Claire Dempsey. Mary Claire, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mary Claire, will you accept this nomination? Oh, you're beautiful. Now, Mary Claire, you realize the Holy Spirit always has a chance to say no, so talk directly, okay? But thank you to give the Holy Spirit a chance, okay? It's so nice. Are there any other nominees for Area 2 counselor? And again, thanks to all the nominees. And yes, Madeline?
I'd like to nominate Laura.
Okay, Laura, what's the last name?
Chari,
okay. Jarvie, okay. Laurie, are you here? Laura, will you accept this nomination? Oh, you're beautiful. Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much. Are any other nominees for Area 2 counselor? And Area 3 counselor, again, we have 3 names. Marie, Marion, and Dorothy Ann. Any other nominees for Area 3 counselor? Well, again, I would like to thank all of you who have allowed your names to go forward, and I'd like to continue to beg all of you to pray for the success of our election, success in the sense that we're going to do the Lord's will, not our will. And again, please, I'll be back. Continue to stay open if you can. Yes, Dorothy Ann? Oh, is that on my list? Sorry, Dorothy Ann, sleeping deeply here. Oh, yep, sorry. Formation director, I was testing you to see if you are paying attention there. It was a conscious choice on my part. Yeah, right. For formation director, I have 2 names, Sarah Nell and Diane. Are there any other nominees for formation director? Dorothy Ann, you reminded me you don't have anybody to nominate. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to.
Who? Okay, Brett. Don't. Oh, that's a nice name. Okay. Brett, are you here? Oh, Brett, good to see you. Would you accept this nomination, Brett? Yeah.
Do I have time to think about it?
Yes, you do. That's enough.
That's it.
Okay, no problem. Thanks, Brett. And thanks for nominating. Okay, Brett declined. And you can work on him if you want, but be gentle. Any other nominees for formation director? And thanks for considering it, Brett. Okay. Young lady, it's all yours.
Brothers and sisters, it's my privilege to introduce to you one of your own, Carolyn Towns, who is from Our Lady Queen of Angels Emerging Community in Columbia, South Carolina. Came down to this region a few years ago, and we snagged her. And we got a good one. This is your JPEG animatrix. And also, the person responsible for a lot of what this program is all about. I really want to thank her for helping me put together this program and also for all their hard work. And I'm sure as you listen to her, you'll know why.